A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'm gonna harden my heart.
I'm gonna swallow my tears. I'm gonna turn. It's too high. No,
leave you here.
She actually has a lower voice. Harden my heart. I'm gonna swallow
my
tears. I'm gonna turn and leave you
in Peru because I'm a fucking coward.
It's interesting you went there. I totally went. I don't know. Since you didn't know anything about the Bible, but this
fun book,
but
not for me.
You know, you read the phrase "harden my heart," hardened his heart for hardened your heart comes from, it's Old Testament where God hardened Pharaoh's heart not to let the Israelites go.
Mm.
That is so. He's using biblical language there. That's Ben who we're talking about. You went to Kim Carnes though, which is perfectly also acceptable.
Just as prolific, y'all. This is Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie, and this is Poodle. And if you're watching us, you're on the intimate portrait. You're sitting right here, right in between.
Ooh,
I'm
playing footsie with you.
Poodle
right now.
Is playing footsie with you right now, and I'm sorry.
Ooh. Ooh.
Y'all,
you need to shave your legs.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, honey,
sorry, boy.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze, and we're talking about Before the 90 Days. What is this? Episode 13 of season 5.
There is no fear in love.
There's no fear in love.
Gosh, y'all, listen.
I hate him.
Listen to our announcements on the first episode. We're on tour. We just got back from Portland and Seattle. We had a great time.
We did. We're on tour. We also should let you know that the Kyle and Noon interview we did in Portland, it's already on the podcast, but if you want to see the video of that, I will say there's some things of, I think at one point Poodle and I both got out of our chairs and ran around because
we were
so excited.
I ran around like 3 times.
Yeah, or just there's just Kyle saying something really Poodle's face when Kyle said his roommate had a 9-inch dick.
Well, no. I said, here's what
Poodle
I said.
Poodle was speechless a lot.
The last question I had for them, I said, Kyle, you famously lived with a man named Brian who liked to walk around naked. And
before you could finish the question,
before I could say naked, Kyle said 9 inches.
It was so we're gonna.
I squealed and did like a jumping jack flash move.
It's true, y'all. We were putting the video up that that's on our video tier on the Patreon $15 tier, so you could watch that there.
It's like he knew what I was going to ask.
Oh, he did. He did. Anyway,
I did ask him how. Often he was high when he filmed, and he said his response was, every damn time.
Every damn time. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, we had a ball with him.
Good stuff to say about Sharp Entertainment.
No, but anyway, but he said that more off the record.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
Okay, so y'all, check
out. We got time with them in our dressing room.
We did. He stayed after the show and everything. And
you didn't see this, but he started rubbing my leg.
We talk a lot about like Kyle, but also Noon, like my partner's probably going to go to Thailand this year for a trip. And she said, like, oh, message me. I'll tell you where to go. And she's just so sweet.
I didn't really hear her talking a lot.
Yeah, sure. I don't think you did. We had conversations when you basically were trying to pull Kyle in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Noon and I talked. She's gorgeous. Anyway,
she was so sweet.
She's so sweet. I love. It's just so real. I love them. Anyway, y'all, so not going to be a lot more interviews with 90 Day cast members.
Because we hate most of
if
them.
If this season tells you anything.
We're not interviewing any of them.
No. You know what? I would like to interview Hamza's mother.
Me too.
That's about
and
it.
And the sister, maybe.
And you like Johnny. Love to talk to Johnny.
Yeah.
I probably have to go to China to do it. And we know how Poodle does in China.
Yeah, everybody else. I'd talk to Jasmine. It would be a wild interview.
Oh, Jasmine would be a wild interview.
Yeah.
I'm sure
she'd love to guess.
I don't think I'd like to talk to anybody else.
No, though. Not anybody. No.
Did you notice that this episode, everyone, you know how you see the opening title credits, y'all? You can tell if they're happy or sad.
Uh-huh.
I said this to some woman. I said this on a podcast, and someone was like, oh my God, you completely turned my life around. Now I'm going to decide how they're appearing.
They never noticed that.
Never noticed it, this Carl's wife.
They're either together or they're not. It really was so apparent with Ari and Benny.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
she was like,
they're on, we said this on the last episode, they're on the new season of the 90 Day Fiancé, all new couples. It looks good.
That's how Ari and Benny, he's pours like this. She's like,
Benny looks real hot in this new season. He is jacked.
He has bulked up.
Whoa.
And y'all, the funniest thing is Janice, Ari's mother, is always in his Instagram pictures.
Always.
They're like best friends.
I think they are best friends.
I think he probably likes her more than Ari.
Y'all, be sure if you're in the Sissy Squad, our charity this month for this is a global fund for children.
Yes.
Right? Helping children. Children's the charities. Refugees in Ukraine
and
right
other
now.
Charities on the ground in Ukraine.
So we highly, highly, highly encourage you to donate or do something to help. That's just horrible. All right. Anything else? Let's jump into it. Who are we doing first? I never remember.
Mike and Jimena.
Mike and Jimena. All right.
Jimena.
That's what I said. Jimena, right?
Jimena.
Jimena.
He.
Yeah, that's what he said. Jimena.
Or actually, if you were to be in Spanish, it's Jimena.
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 Look at that.
You're never going to say
that.
No
one gives
way.
A shit. So, okay.
I like how their family calls her Jime.
Favorite line of the night. So, I'm going to give you your space. And I felt like he was going to say, is that 6 feet or 1,200 miles away in another country?
But also, can we sleep together tonight?
Yeah.
The thing is, besides all the racist troll shit that's come out about him,
yes, he's
I
a
would
horrible.
Still think he's a creeper.
Yeah.
In addition to all that.
Yes, in addition. In addition.
We didn't need all that garbage to know that he's fucking gross.
And he's gross. That said, none of all that, I'm sure there's other ways, and maybe we're not seeing it, but all that racist, horrible shit he said, we're not seeing this played out between their dynamic.
It is not.
So based off of that, of what I'm seeing in their dynamic, I think these two deserve each other. I've kind of come to that conclusion.
I want more for her.
Uh-oh. The neighbor's moving, y'all. I want more for her, but the way that she's just, honestly, she's not being an award-winning person in this episode either.
I think
she's so manipulative of him as he is to her.
It's bad. Now, it's weird because this whole storyline this season, I've kind of went back, I'm just like switching sides.
Yeah.
And now with her, she's just playing it badly. That's kind of
y'all. Full stop. She's conning him.
She's conning him.
But what we found out, kind
we've known based, she's conning him from like
actually
early
we
on.
Shouldn't say conning him. Maybe that's the wrong word.
No, she's making...
He set up this dynamic, too.
Yes, but she's making the trade-off.
Because wasn't she a cam girl? Is that what they're saying now?
That's what the that has not been confirmed.
But it makes kind of sense, but it's not confirmed.
It does.
So Mike set up the dynamic of paying her.
Yes.
Nelsie even said that last episode.
Supposedly, you guys, if you didn't follow the gossip, Mike met Ximena on a cam site and started paying her for camming. So that wasn't a dating site.
Yes.
Which makes sense.
It's true. But Nelsie said, though, before she called this episode, but last episode, she even told Mike, dude, I didn't know you're the one that... Y'all, I don't think Ximena's taking advantage of Mike.
Me either.
Mike is completely said from the beginning.
He's completely complicit in it.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
I don't...
In a way, kind of like what you said at the live show, I'm kind of like, Ximena, get yours.
I know. I hear the Ximena hate, but at the same time, I'm like, she's been pretty much how she was at the beginning.
Yeah.
About what she's asked for.
The thing that bothers me about Ximena is where I almost have more respect, not more respect, that's a bad one. I don't really respect Elena, but the fact that she then throws in the manipulation of love and her children. Remember, y'all, she pushed her children onto him, calling him daddy. And she did it just so he would pay her rent.
Yep.
That's gross.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe not as gross as stuff like, but as you said, this isn't an either or thing. Gross can just be gross.
It's a horse race. And there,
coming up around the bend is selling your children's souls for dishwasher.
And we have racist troll memes. Racist troll memes coming up. And it's racist troll. It's racist troll memes by a mile.
By a mile.
Wow. Yeah, it's the thing after. That's one thing. There's always a moment in B90 where this happens. Where it's like we go team so and so or team so and so, and
I've decided I'm on no more teams.
And it's not even a quote of someone saying neither team. We can only just talk about what's happening and just go, this is mutual use.
Are we just anthropologists in the world looking at reality trash TV?
No. Yes, I believe, but we're not really that learned.
No.
We're not Jane Goodall.
No.
No. You know Jane Goodall is still alive, and she is still talking.
You know who's not going to be alive is
Beverly Cleary.
We said that Beverly Cleary died.
No, it's Judy Bloom had recently died.
Someone, I think they corrected and said actually Beverly Cleary died, and Judy Bloom was still alive.
Or the reverse.
So anyway.
Regardless, one of them's going to die. Now.
Yeah. Sorry. It's
sorry
our
about that.
Sorry.
Sorry about that, beloved children's author.
We did that.
Love young people's author.
Anyway. Mike says, is it over? Do you want it to be finished? She says, no, I need space. And y'all, they kind of like, you think, okay, they need space. And then they walk away. And then Nelsie calls.
Now, I got to say, if... I also hate this kind of interloperism.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like she also has Mike's best interest. I think she just wants to be on TV.
No, it's none of her business.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Ximena is...
Called your gossipy friend. Yeah.
Now, but... The way that Ximena talks about her tweets is terrible, though.
Well,
too, like.
Because since she speaks Spanish, Ximena, she also has a little bit more insight into the cards that Ximena's been playing.
Oh, she does, because that's been Ximena's power.
Yep.
One of her superpowers is that Mike can't speak the language, which is why when he realizes, when he has someone that can speak the language, she uses her final superpower. And we know what that is.
Ooh. Vahine.
Yes, y'all. That's exactly.
Vahine.
That is what she does. And so the oldest trick in the book, and I know because
I don't think that
Poodle's an old trick.
And I trick old tricks. I don't think vahine is vagina.
I don't
know.
Como se dice? I don't know.
I don't
so
know.
So she says, So Nelsie's like, you don't need to stay in her house. You don't need to be there. Nelsie reminds Mike. It's like he forgot. She reminds him. Y'all, this happened in the next episode, but they just had the conversation like an hour ago with Nelsie. So Nelsie reminds him, dude, she said she's fucking disgusted by you. You repulse her. What else do you want? Leave the country. And Mike goes,
Well, and that just tells you what a complete child he is.
Oh,
that he can't do anything unless his friends, he has no agency on his own.
No agency on his own.
And
no agency.
Jimena knows that too.
She knows that. She says, I want you to be the man and stand up for yourself. That's the last thing she wants from him. Because then he can't, then he'll stand up to her.
No, here's the thing. What I find so intriguing about her is I see across her eyes, whatever part in the process she is, it just flashes across. She's like, do I do this now? Is this the next step I'm going to have to take?
Because you see that.
It is so compelling for me. That's why she is the most interesting character in the show.
You see it in her face. And because
you see, what is my next? She's like, do I risk this for this?
Yes, because you see, it just happens. Nelsie basically convinced Mike. Mike's like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, you're a gossipy friend. You're a gossipy friend. And then she says, Nelsie says, well, Nelsie starts talking to her. And she's like, well, if you weren't treating him like that. And she said, you know, you're treating him like shit. And Nelsie says, basically, you don't mind that he's paying for your shit. And she's like, and she looks at Mike. She's like, no, it's not like that, is it? And I went, it is. Mike is paying for your shit because he set up that dynamic.
And he even told her.
So it is like that.
He even told her, you make me feel bad. You make me feel like shit.
But the thing is, it's not because he's paying for shit.
No. It's the sex stuff.
Because she's not in love with him.
But no, it's
and
also.
And repulsed by him.
It's also that.
And doesn't want to touch him.
It's the intimacy stuff. I think he is completely fine with paying for her. He will never feel really bad about that.
No.
But it's the step to his ego.
And so, y'all, there's this moment. Mike sits down on the ground and Jimena says, what are you doing? And he said, I may or may not stow to a hotel tonight. And she's like, you see her first flash and go, because your little friend told you that?
But this is, you guys, you see a person who wants a better life, or who wants a different life, who it's not been working out for her the way she thought it would. And you watch her bargain with herself. And it is riveting to watch.
Yes, because you see her get angry and go at him and say, speak for yourself. And then he says, I feel like shit. Can you please understand me? And she goes, okay, that's not working.
Yeah.
So what do I do now?
She actually does feel sorry for him, I feel.
But not in
but
a
not
I love
but not
him way.
A, I love you way.
Like
it is,
the way you feel sorry for a deer that you wounded and you still have to shoot them in the head.
Yes. Yeah. Or your Sicario ex-boyfriend comes and...
yeah.
I will say, if Mike were ever to die, he would be gone by the next morning. There'd be no trace of him.
No trace of him.
He would be cut into a million pieces.
And so he says, Mike says, I will be my own man and stay for another week. But then, in the grossest possible way, he says, womp, 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 womp,
book.
Won't you sleep with me?
And this is when I went,
gross. So she doesn't want to be with you, but you want her to let you fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all, he's not saying the best. And so she says, okay, but don't stare at me again. And then you're right.
Oh, you can sleep with me, but don't stare at me anymore.
So she kisses him, and then you're so right. She hugs him, and the camera focuses in on Jimena's face.
Oh, you see it.
And you just see her like saying, I don't want to do this. But I want to go to the U.S.
I want a better life.
I want a better life. This is what I have to do.
I mean, the best outcome of that, or if we assume her at her best, is she's saying, I want a better life for my kids. I don't know if that's all true. I think that could be part of that in there. She wants to be a model. She wants to be famous.
Y'all.
But she's doing, she's going to say, what more will I do to get this. What, and more? She's also trying to convince herself that she might be able to be happy with him.
This is like a Hollywood movie where you see someone get into a situation and then they lose themselves throughout the movie.
Very Kate Blanchett.
Yes. Nelsie is going to be on that tell-all, and it's going to be fireworks. It's going to be good when Nelsie's on, because Nelsie's going to be able to call her on her shit.
Probably Nelsie and the friend is like, hey!
Hey. John, I don't remember his name.
That sounds right.
Anyway, y'all, it's the next morning. The kids wake him up.
Guess who got lucky?
This guy. Damn. And I went,
I got sick to my stomach.
Gross. You literally were talking about flying out, and I just...
You essentially paid for sex.
What do you think? What do you agree? What do you think about yourself? But hold on, let me finish this thought because I want to pose this question to you. Someone tells you that they are disgusted by you less than 24 hours before, and then that night you sleep with them. How do you feel about yourself the next day? Like, what is it in you that would? I could never do.
How big's the dick?
Jesus.
When you're a true dick pig, y'all.
What?
When you're a true dick pig.
Wow.
Ain't matter what they say about you. Sometimes you want that D. Now, no, this is not a relationship.
No.
But.
I just couldn't. If someone said, I'm disgusted by you.
No,
I would
it's a deal breaker.
Say, I'm staying at a hotel. Like,
well.
I'm not even.
Remember, that was a Nelsie-ism.
So.
That was, she never said, I'm disgusted by it. She said things like, he is crude. He displays piggish behavior.
But he is, but she summarizes it.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying just, that is probably
the self-worth of Mike is just in the basement.
Yeah.
And she knows that.
Mm-hmm.
She's able to use that to her advantage.
Yep.
But again, I'm not mad at her for it. I don't even judge her for it.
Me either. I've, the thing that's
she's
being a
doing
little,
what she has to do,
the, doing what comes naturally. what I'm a little bothered by is the constant social media.
She's horrible on social media,
and she's arguing with everybody, and it's not going to turn out well for her.
It's not because she doesn't know. And again, she pushed her kids in front of him to fall in love with him to keep him there.
Yeah.
That's gross.
So. Anything. Anyway, so they are, that morning, you guys, that next morning, he's already fucking staring at her.
He is.
And he's like, who got lucky? And he's like, he translates, if you were an animal, I'd say you were a tiger. And he's like, what am I? And she's like,
a very good owl.
You're an owl because you fucking stare at me. He is an owl.
He is an owl.
His face looks like an owl.
They do.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Which made them laugh. And so.
Have you ever heard an owl at night?
Yes.
It is one of the creepiest things.
It's haunting thing. It
makes
very,
me remember home.
Why? Just getting fucked over a tree with an owl going. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Then they all go. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting, y'all. Although the owl from Winnie the Pooh, y'all.
That owl's a bitch.
A gay bitch. I think we've already ruined Winnie the Pooh for people.
Yeah, most cartoons.
Didn't we say something that they gave Christopher...
Rabbit was gay, too.
Didn't we say they gave Christopher Robin a bukkake?
No, that's awful. Because he's a child. So you
but
shouldn't
he's taller
be...
than all of them. He's not a real child. He's a cartoon.
He's an actual child.
We said something gross in there.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the film with Obi-Wan Kenobi, the new one, that actor in Velvet Goldmine?
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie?
I like how Ewan McGregor has a huge penis, but a huge film catalog, and you said Velvet Goldmine because... Like me, you love it that he basically wanted to fuck Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
And you could see his dick in that movie.
And that is like one of the few independent films of that type you have seen because it has gay things in it.
It's true.
Because that movie, normally you would be so disinterested.
If you've never seen Velvet Goldmine,
it's hot. And it's a great film.
It's a great film.
Toni Collette.
Oh, yeah, she is in that movie. I want to see that new series with Toni Collette.
I've watched the first, I'm in three episodes, and this is pieces of her. I like it. I wish it was more psychological. I'm worried that it might, there's too many secrets, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to keep watching it.
All right. Yep.
I love her in it, though.
Is her acting wonderful?
She's
Were you with
great.
Me or was that Sissy when we saw her at Target and had a conversation with her?
I never heard that.
It was with Sissy, our old roommate. We were at the Target West Hollywood. It's when she was pregnant. We had, like, we were in line, and she actually commented.
I adore her.
She commented on something like we were talking. Like, she interrupted our conversation, like, in a friendly way, and we ended up having, like, a 15-minute conversation in the Target line.
Did you know who she was?
Oh, yeah. It was literally when, because, y'all, United States of Terror is, like, one of my top three favorite shows of all time, full stop. It was when that show was airing.
Oh.
Oh, I love that show. I'm so sad it got canceled.
Yeah.
That's
the story. So anyway.
It was my Pushing Daisies. Does that make you feel better?
I loved that show. But no,
you were
the
distraught
problem,
when that show got canceled.
No, I really wasn't. The second season of that show, the rules started changing and it went downhill so quickly.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. She said, she basically says later on, I slept with him because he wanted to leave. She, full stop.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Full stop. And so they're going to dinner. And so they're having dinner. And Mike's like, so how are we doing from last night? And Jimena goes.
Again, constantly taking the temperature, you guys. But this is not in a way to make communication.
No.
This is a way to saying, how am I doing, coach?
And then, okay. So. The night before you're going home. Now you fucked her the night that when you got home. And now you say, do you want to talk about the wedding now?
Because that's what he wants. That's what he wants. And he thinks that will make her excited. But it's just not going to. He doesn't know her.
He doesn't know her
at all.
Now that said, he doesn't know her because she won't let him.
True.
She True. Won't. Y'all, it is literally, she's not a tiger, y'all. She's a very, are you grinding? Put your phone down.
No.
This is on video. They see you.
I got like six texts, so I didn't want to make sure everything was okay.
Nothing. Hey, when my brother called me and my dad shitting in the bed, I just let it go. That's not
no,
true.
You
I
didn't.
Interrupted.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway. Y'all, she's not a tiger. She's a snake, and she is circling this mouse. And this mouse is Mike.
Maybe she's an owl.
Maybe she's an owl, because they eat mice.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Well, some people might not know.
Owls? You, really?
Carl, did you know an
okay,
owl eats
Okay, everyone
mice?
Knows an owl eats a mouse.
I thought they ate owl food down at Dubai, down at Johnson's
they
Feet.
They eat. They are predators.
They are.
They, of course, they're going to eat anything small, rodents or anything they can.
Yeah. And snakes. I think
maybe
they eat snakes. I know eagles do.
This is riveting.
Who cares? We have our one
zoology
person. Zoologist.
101.
Me, I can finally email them.
So
if
anyway,
you're a sissy zoologist. I want to know you.
So he says, "Want to talk about the wedding?" And he's like, "For me, it should be a simple wedding, family and friends." And Jimena says, "Just don't bring your gossipy friend, okay? There's gonna be all Spanish at my wedding, and no, you don't know what happened." And she says, "Why do you need to tell all of your problems to them?" Now, y'all, this is a tactic. This is isolation.
This is I was just
and,
this is part of controlling.
And so this is something that is really when you if you start to see this behavior, know that
it's a red flag.
It is a red flag, but not just that. It is especially cruel because you're taking people away from other people in their circle so you can be the only voice they hear.
Yes.
And
guarantee you, it's not going to happen, I don't think. But if they got married and she moved to New York, she would want Mike to move away from his family, from his community, in a different town. She would say, it's too cold here. I need warmer.
Yep.
She would get him away from them so she could have as much control over him as possible.
100%. You're right. So anyway, he says, grow up already. You don't need that. You need to learn to think for yourself. And
Then
yeah,
she
says the kicker, y'all.
And then she plays, as George Strait's, you got to have an ace in the hole.
And she said, we're not going to sleep together anymore until we are married.
A little secret that nobody
Here's my
knows.
Card.
Here's my
Here's
card.
Here's my card.
And Michael,
what's yours? And then
calculating
she says,
as fuck.
And here's
I gotta
the thing.
Give it to her.
She's like, you know why? Because I sleep with my children. And we all four can't fit in that bed. Lays the argument out. And he's like, what about a little bit of in the kids' bedroom?
Nope, because I don't, probably she'll probably says, I feel guilty doing that. Someone wants a new apartment.
Y'all, I will say, pretty kind of, it's really hot kind of if you're in a kid's bed and you're fucking in their bed. They're not there, obviously.
All right, everybody. And on that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin Ann, The Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Come on, doggy, let's go talk to Daddy Johnny and tell him about the time that I fell on a penis last night.
Oh boy, I'll talk about the penis. Oh boy. Rub my belly.
Woo! Okay. I also have this, maybe it's not gonna be controversial. I'm just gonna float something out here, a little conspiracy idea that I had while watching this. Ella and Johnny, you guys.
Ella.
We haven't seen her. It feels like 3 episodes.
I think it's been 2 episodes.
But this, as we predicted, this never really got off the ground. This was this was Yolanda of this season. but a lot more charming.
But less
interesting. Less charming, I should say. But I'm saying the length of it.
Yeah.
This was... she's like, we got some questions to ask him, and this is going to be her kind of old tomato. She's throwing an old tomato at Johnny and saying... You know,
she got a ticket to Dubai.
She's got a ticket to Dubai.
She's got a ticket to Dubai.
And he's thinking about it. But it turns out.
And he's not there.
But it turns out. She says, you're very important to me, but now is just not a good time because COVID.
He said she.
Yes.
He says.
Sorry.
That.
Which should be a full stop.
Yeah. And again, we did the math and Johnny said, so I would like to come see you in February. She's like, You want me to wait seven? So I did the math. It was July of 2021. Y'all, that's when at least the U.S., that's when we were raging in COVID.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't there because they're in the, because a lot of very
rural, as you say,
rural areas at first said COVID's not really affected us. That came to pass that did not happen. It ended up affecting everyone.
Guess right now, even though we're in the end of kind of Omicron or what we think is the end, guess what state is still having outbreaks? Idaho.
Really?
They're the last ones.
I just read that China's been having outbreaks.
Yep. Omicron, because they were, because of Omicron, Omicron was
delayed there.
They had controlled it so much. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just now getting it.
So he says,
yes, so y'all,
postponed to February. And then
literally at the worst time.
And then he's like, I just honestly, it's too long for me to be quarantined with my job.
Remember, y'all, now, it's like he has to be quarantined for 2 weeks.
A 4 week quarantine.
Or yeah, something crazy. Because that's when nobody knew. That was still very new. Nobody knew what was going on.
I believe the 2 week quarantine is for one is for his city and one is for his province or something like that, or maybe his job.
Yeah.
So that's 4 weeks of work he's going to lose.
And it just shows you, like we just illustrated, that's how tough China was on these restrictions, and they're just now experiencing Omicron. Yeah.
And she's like, why are you letting COVID ruin my life?
I have tears. Let me make you feel bad.
No. She barely has it. She was able to squeeze one or two out by clenching her butt really hard.
Yeah.
But I want to say here, you guys, he says, have a little faith in me, and I don't. She's like, I just don't want to keep waiting because I'll be single by 37.
How old is she again?
She's 32, she's not, 33.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
This whole thing sounds what? I'm sorry.
No, it's just her issues are always the most important.
Oh, this is jumping ahead, but she, at the end, when she's crying, she's not upset that she sees that she hurt him by telling him all this. And did you notice that she said, I feel so bad that he's upset. And I went,
It's always her.
You're
feelings.
Feeling terrible instead of you going, oh, just no.
Did you? And now this is the best. She's like, I don't think you understand how hard COVID has been for me.
For me.
Guy from China.
Poodle. Poodle. Do we need to talk a little about just the brief instance you saw of having COVID in China when you were there? Y'all remember,
the
Poodle
government
was in China in January of 2021.
The government.
Was it 21?
20.
Oh,
the government imposed lockdown. There were whole towns that were blocked off. Like, you could not leave.
And when he says blocked off, not a barricade. They built a cement wall so a car could not go
into
town.
And I still say, and I've talked about this all the time because it's something that's burned in my mind. When our bus was going through on the freeway, there was this huge exit, like this little clover field forward clover of them, people trying to get it, and there was buses. There were policemen telling them to all go back. They could not get on the freeway because they were being quarantined in their province.
Yeah.
This was unbelievable.
So the fact that, like, especially like Americans here, like, I'm not wearing a mask and all that shit, and you feel like your rights are being taken, sit the fuck down.
Yeah. So she says, I need physical attention, but I need to tell you that I called over a friend.
You don't understand.
And because I needed such physical attention, and we were cuddling, because that's what I do with my friend.
And then we did a spell, and then I was doing some magic.
And I slipped and fell on his penis.
And then I just...
Raw dog did.
He fell in my pussy.
He fell in my pussy. And then we did some more magic.
And y'all, Ella goes, or Johnny goes.
Oh. He literally puts his hand over his mouth.
Now, you guys think she wants him to be angry here. She wants him to get upset. And you know what he says? She's like, this happened because you ignored me.
This happened because you. I think my self-worth is tied up with male physical attention.
Now,
honey,
I say
you have that awareness, but yet you're, instead of using a detrimental thought or thought and behavior pattern, you're using that as an excuse for what you did.
Yep.
Instead of taking ownership for what you did.
Question for you. If he had said, I'm going to go to Dubai with you to meet you, would she have told him that story?
No. 100%. Because she would said, if you had told me earlier, I wouldn't have done this.
So I have a theory that this is all made up. I have a theory that she made up that she had sex with this guy because she wants him to break up with her right then. So it'll be him that does it so she can be the victim.
I kind of think you're right. I kind of think
because
there was
the way
no guy.
She talked about it,
uh-huh.
It felt very sketchy.
It felt
and,
very fake. It
yes.
felt very dramatic.
Now, again, I'm not saying she's a liar here, but it would be a perfect she did not say this until he said he's not going to Dubai.
I agree.
That's a tinfoil hat theory, which I'm famous for.
But I wouldn't be surprised because that makes more sense because we did see, I think, real tears after he hung. When she said, "I feel so bad that I upset him so much." It's like she didn't think about what the lie would do to him.
She wanted him to be angry and break up with her,
instead,
so she could go to all her friends and say, Johnny broke up with me.
Instead, he was really hurt and really sad
and saying,
completely, I will buy you a diamond ring to show you I love you.
I will be there to fix our relationship. And she keeps saying, she says this, and this is priceless. She said, I need you to see how upset I am with what you're doing to me. She keeps saying, You're not seeing what I'm going through.
Yes.
Everything's
I'm going about
through.
That. Because Johnny even says, too, he says, this is very hard to hear. And he said, I just did not want to know that. And I wrote, man, I feel sorry for this guy. And then it's like the television read my words and she said, are you mad at me? Y'all, if somebody,
God, I hate that.
If somebody asks you when you're
question.
Upset, are you mad at me? First of all, they're emotionally a child.
Yep.
Because as an adult, you'd know.
Are you mad at
you're
me?
Mad at me. You're mad at me. Instead,
we pick up cues.
Yes. And instead of asking, what's upsetting you right now? Or what are you upset at? Like, or what are you feeling right? None of those checking in with him.
No.
Just, are you mad at me? I'm bad. And then Johnny
says.
Johnny fucking says, y'all, I love this guy. He's a fucking saint. And he says, no, I'm not mad at you because it's complicated. This man still has empathy for her.
Yep.
And feels bad
for
her situation.
She has zero for him.
And she has zero for him.
Yep.
He said, I can understand her wanting to do this.
Did you... The concept of...
Seeing him hurt, that really hurt me. That's what she said. That really hurt me. When she said that, I was like, you're gross.
Because Ella's pain is the most important pain.
And I went,
for everybody.
Now we know how Mother Ella, why she just spends time with the cows on the ranch.
It's a childish behavior. Ella is very spoiled.
Ella is 10 years old inside.
Yep. Boy, I can only imagine the hate Ella has gotten online after this.
Oh, I am very, I kind of, when I think about people on the tell-all.
I do not want her to be there.
But I do.
They're going to come for her.
I do because I kind of know how everybody's going to react. I don't know yet how Ella's going to react.
Mm.
She doesn't seem very articulate of her feelings or well spoken. So is she going to go into cry mode or is she going to, I don't know. I just don't know.
Let's talk about,
do you know where you're going to? Do you know the thing that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know?
We're in Huacachina still.
Meet the
I want to go to Huacachina.
It looks beautiful. You know what? Yeah. But they look is beautiful. Also, I want to go where Kim and Uzmar are. Looks beautiful, but the most
it's too resorty for me.
I want to go where Gino and Jasmine are.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
That looks gorgeous,
like on a mountain.
Yes.
Y'all, we ended with him saying, she's judging me about how I've blah, 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 and I don't think my past is relevant. So what else do you do after doing that but you write 10 pages of text?
Because Mahogany says, I didn't like his answers yesterday. She said, so I suggested we go to breakfast tomorrow morning. He said, okay. But when I came back to my room, he just bombarded me with all of these text messages.
Yeah. This is the...
He sent me a message saying that God has hardened my heart against him.
This is related to love bombing. This is related to because you can do it so the person won't respond.
Well, it's love bombing, then it becomes victim blaming.
Yeah. So y'all, he basically says, I wrote this down word for word because it is so Christian evangelical theology using that in, and he knows that that will hurt her more. It's absolutely diabolical. And he says, it seems that God has hardened your heart towards me. And that's what God supposedly did towards Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's fucked up here even more is God hardened Pharaoh's heart to go after the Israelites. So they could be destroyed. And so they would go across the Red Sea.
So now he's the victim in this. That's what basically he's saying.
Yep.
Because
God had his reasons. God had his reasons.
He did. Which he kind of is a victim in the fact of, y'all, Mahogany's parents showed up by surprise because they want to get their liver. I'm telling you, Ben, don't take an ice bath.
I feel like they're here because they're part of the scheme too.
I'm telling you.
They're in on the con.
They want the liver.
Now, he says, you fear who I am and my intentions, but there's no room in love in that. Therefore, this is not love, but know this. I do love you, and I always will. The worst trick in the book is to say, but you know, you may not love me, but I will always love you.
I will always love you. I
have the last laugh. I'm a deep person. You will have another life, but I will always love you since I'm a wonderful giving person.
What you're going to see in this, and we kind of already knew this, y'all. Mike is... Ben is a serial controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I want to say that, like, again, this is
I
a little
I think most controllers are serial controllers.
That's true. I say this is a little tinfoil hat, but I will say this. He's the type of person that I feel like would flip on you and beat the shit out of you and kill you. I feel like that he's...
I don't want to get into libel.
But I don't care. I just feel like he is crazy in the way that, like, his thinking, and he's so... Once he has something in his mind, he is not only the hero, he is the king of his story.
No, it's...
And when you go against the king goes after you and slaughters you.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, she says... She's basically talking to him, or to the next day.
Go to her parents.
She's at brunch or breakfast with the parents. And she's like, they were worried about me, so they came because they heard that
if these are real parents... We still think they're hired.
She does look like the mother.
She does look like the mother.
But it does feel like the parents are in on something.
It does. But if it's legitimate, these are good parents, because I would be totally freaked out if my daughter was with this guy, too.
That you didn't know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she does say, I'm of age. You didn't have to do that. And mom said, we want to know him better and know his intentions. And she's like, why do you like him? And y'all... This is the thing. This is why this feels like either like she just happened onto this relationship and she's kind of seeing where it's going to play mm-hmm. out, or she doesn't want to turn him down, or she likes the show. She likes being on the show. But she said the only thing she has is, I love that he loves God.
Nothing.
That's it.
Y'all, so here's the deal. That's not really about him.
No.
That's not even about his behavior, what he does for her.
Yeah.
That's not even about how he makes her feel.
Wonder what they were talking about for months, because he doesn't, she doesn't know about his ex-wife and the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
What could they have been talking about?
Well, she doesn't know about why it went sour.
Right.
I don't know, but Ben said in all the text messages that he poured out everything about his wife.
If someone did those really quickly, I would love to see what they said. I'm sure some Reddit person
did. Did they show all of
yeah,
them?
Yeah, they did it really fast, so it only clicked up to that.
Oh, I would love to find
I'm
that.
Sure some Redditor did it.
Because it had to be translated, too.
Yep.
Oh.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah, it probably did.
Because it showed, they did show some text, and they did a really cool thing. Y'all, they're making money on 90 Day Fiancé. They like have cool graphics that are like fading into like Spanish and English. I was impressed.
Anyway, so y'all, guess what? She's like, but I should talk to her parents. But the relationships with his ex-wife and the fiancé and the girlfriend, he won't admit any fault.
And the mom goes,
that is a huge red flag, you guys.
Huge red flag.
If all your relationships have gone south because of the other person.
Narcissist.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I've fucked up most of mine.
True. That's true. And the mom says, she says, well, where has Ben now? Isn't he supposed to meet you? And she said, he's late. And then, this was edited great, because then now we see Ben.
He's packing.
I feel really weird this morning.
She's checked out.
I don't know what I'm going to tell her. She's checked. Yeah. He said, I gave her everything she needed.
During my morning devotions.
Yes. Oh, but the thing is, though.
He can never get away from how fucking pious he is. He makes me want to punch a wall.
He is so fucking pious. And this is a man who complained. He just wanted to see her. He forced himself onto her.
Yes.
She said, don't come. He came to this country.
Like a stalker.
She didn't meet him at the town.
He came
to her hometown.
Every boundary
he crossed. And now this man is such a fucking spineless coward. He can't walk 3 minutes to breakfast to meet her in person and face his demons.
Welcome to where I was on episode 2 with Ben. Now you're there.
But this is where I decided, if they take your kidney, I don't care.
I haven't cared about him the whole time. So
no, I never cared about him.
I haven't really cared about her either.
But his treatment of her is borderline abusive.
Ugh.
And will become abusive.
She has definitely lied to him.
She has.
Yeah, so let's make some clarity there.
But there's a difference. It's not I don't feel like, I know she's a robot. So if she's not a robot and she's a real person, it almost seems like she has lied to him to either save face or look good in his eyes, like a young, naive, I'm going to tell them what they want to hear.
Yes, that's what it is.
This is not a Jimena.
That's what it is.
If she's not a robot and they don't want
her liver. I still think if she's not a robot or a con,
mm-hmm.
she is extremely withholding for what she wants to say, and she also does not take this whole thing seriously.
Yes.
She's got terrible instincts about people. I would say that's her biggest issue.
And I think the only thing that makes me kind of start to believe her life, that she actually has a soul and is a real person, is I think her parents know that.
Mm-hmm.
I think her parents follow her because they're like, yeah, our baby girl isn't good with making decisions.
Right. But during the morning devotion, he read that. He's like, that was my Bible verse, was there's no fear in love. That's from the book of 3 Timothy 9. There is no 3 Timothy.
There's no 3 Timothy. And so she sends him a text, and he responds, I sent you texts, and I take your silence very seriously. How dare you?
I could have chewed nails when I read that.
That's the red flag to me that says abusive and could be physically
It's also
harmful.
Extremely cruel.
It's cruel. It is cruel, and it's saying you didn't respond to the king.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, totally. Y'all.
I wrote, what a little bitch.
He sends chills down my back.
He wouldn't even meet her for breakfast.
Y'all, if you're in a relationship and you're with a man who says things to you like, why didn't you answer me? And your silence, y'all, really? And you might want to think about getting out of the relationship.
Well, they're always positioning themselves over you by saying, your silence to me spoke volumes.
Yes.
Because you should answer me.
You didn't defend me to someone. They're always making you feel like you're not doing enough and that you're not speaking up and defending and protecting and loving them.
Or like, why am I always feeling bad about myself?
I'm telling you, y'all, if you're listening to this and you get a sick stomach, you're in a fucking bad relationship, and you got to get out of that.
Yep.
Call a friend. Call a family member. Get help and get out.
Yep. The thing is,
because he will.
People know if they're in an unhealthy relationship. A lot of times, they just don't know how to leave.
They don't know how to leave,
and they don't.
But I don't think Mahogany, because she hasn't been around him, even knows.
They're not in a relationship.
They're not in a relationship.
He just thinks they are.
He thinks, yeah.
But no, this is how it starts.
Yeah.
And after a long time, but like, yeah, people, I guarantee you.
This is not normal behavior of the way people treat people.
You will have people in your life, either your friends or family, who can help you. And as we've said before, if all of your friends don't like your boyfriend, or none of your family likes your boyfriend, there's a reason.
And if you don't have anybody, we've had people literally in the Sissy Squad in our Facebook group say, I think my husband or I think my partner is a controller. How do I get out of this? And there's a lot of sissies that have been through that.
There's a lot of – and then people like post in the Sissy Squad. And there's a lot of – there are places like the National
– RAIN.
RAIN.
Because we're not a therapy – they're not a therapy support group.
No.
We're just a Facebook group. But if you need people that have been through it for resources, it could be a good place.
Yeah, but this could definitely get abusive really fast.
Yeah. I'm just – that's the triggers of
SD. But anyway
– And this last one is even the worst.
Because
what,
like,
does he say? What does he decide? She says, my parents are here. And instead of coming, what has been said?
I would much rather talk to your parents in private to barter for you.
What gives him the right?
Well,
this was the reddest flag at all.
He thinks that they will give him some answers in a way, even though he is not providing any.
I don't think he wants answers. Maybe answers. I think he wants to tell them how wrong their daughter is.
Oh.
It'll be interesting to see. Maybe he'll do a little bit of both.
He's scary. And the parents are like, we're free and we'll listen. And she even says, does he think that what my parents think is more important? Yes. That's this idea, because he sees you as a frivolous little girl that could be controlled by what your parents say.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's why he's talking to the parents, because he thinks the parents control her.
And the parents will say, you need to marry him and be a good wife to him.
Yep.
That's the show.
Yay!
Yay, a high note, y'all. Sometimes 90 Day Fiancé. No saxophone solo at the end of this
especially
episode.
At the end of the season,
it's
man.
All the shit's rising to the top of the water, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's all rising. All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can see our live shows on the East Coast. We're coming. It better be fucking warm weather in April. If there's a fucking polar bomb in Boston, I don't know.
It could be in Boston. There could be snow.
If it gets, y'all, it better be warm. I'm going to be pissed if Philadelphia is a fucking freak winter storm.
D.C., it could possibly get us, too.
Hey, I'll be so angry. I don't know if I'll go.
And I'll do the show. I'll call up. I'm sure. I wonder who's still in DC who can do the show with me. I'll call him. Maybe Hillary Clinton will want to do the show with me.
Yeah.
She's busy these days.
Anyway, y'all, go see our. You can go to our Reality Gates or the Linktree link in our Instagram to go to get our live show information. Philadelphia is a low ticket warning, so if you want to go to Philly now, I think we might have like 15 tickets left for that
sounds
show.
About right.
DC
plenty VIPs of tickets, but are sold out,
but plenty of regular tickets to DC.
Atlanta is sold out. We will be coming around to Atlanta again. Sorry if you didn't get those. Those sold out pretty quickly, and there are still tickets available for Nashville.
I think, Nashville and Boston. I think are Nashville. We have quite a bit of tickets left still because
it's
later
a bigger
in
venue.
April.
So is Boston.
Boston, though, we're like at 70% sold at Boston.
I thought that was Philly. No, you're right. I'm thinking Philly.
Philly is like 80%. Yeah. So anyway, y'all, they're getting sold out. So
I would not sleep on this.
Things are changing with communities and counties and states as far as COVID.
We are following the guidelines because we try that the county is setting.
Yes, that the theater, each theater will be having their COVID guidelines on their theater website. Often they will email you before. We are following that. For instance, shows have been vaxxed, but when we went to Seattle, the guidelines loosened. So if somebody had a vaccination or if they had a 24-hour negative COVID test,
yes,
they were allowed to come to our show. And so just check those for your own city and don't ask us because honestly, we're running around. We don't fucking know. We're just showing up. We're just showing up with two trunks of shirts.
Things are also changing, so things may be different.
It could get stricter.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, but yeah.
Put that in the ether.
All right, everybody. Go to Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We're all on that. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And as we said, join us in the Sissy Squad. It's not a support group, but it is a supportive.
It's a supportive group.
It's a supportive group. And it's also, we have fun in there.
A fun group.
We have fun in there. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have, like me, many times, all of a sudden just slipped, done a flip, and fallen on a dick.
Oh.
It happens more than you think. Million in one shot, Doc.
Say that again.
Your Siri just sassed me. You can call us.
Call us
if you've slipped and fell on a dick.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.